I was in the box there for a while, but I think, like I said to Michelle earlier, I mean, I'm proud of the guys, how we stuck together there in the third. You could kind of feel things starting to get like that early, but not one guy backed down. We stuck, had everyone's back, and obviously second period was one of the better periods we played this year, I think. With regards to puck possession, making smart plays, I think that kind of set the tone for the game, and it was obviously a big one for us.
And how much in a game like this, you know, you want to assert yourself and you want to be one of those elite teams, but have a game like this where you just completely take over and sort of dominate a team that's, you know, down in the standings?
Well, I think they may be down in the standings, but if you look to the record the last 7 games, I think they were 6-1. So they beat Montreal twice. They beat us last game. So we came in with the mentality that we were playing a good team, that we knew was going to give a good effort, and we wanted to beat them and show everyone why we're one of the top teams in the league. And I think we put that on display in the second period. Maybe a combination of not their best hockey, but definitely one of our better periods. And you know, that's what won us the game. And again, obviously, a little crazy in the third, but again, guys stuck together and proud of each other.
What was so good about that second period?
Well, I think we proved to ourselves what we can do when we're in the offensive zone, we're moving our feet, we're getting the D involved, we're getting guys in front of the net, we're shooting the puck. That was kind of the big thing that we talked about, was getting more pucks to the net and controlling the play. You know, we were getting pucks and we were getting rebounds and we were having time in their zone. I mean, guys get tired out there, and we took advantage of that, and I think that's what we did great tonight.
Third period, a good sort of galvanizing thing in some ways too?
Well, I mean, if teams, you know, are going to play like that and kind of test us physically, guys aren't going to back down. Obviously, the strength of our game is utilizing our speed and skill and playing the game. When things get out of hand like that, it's obviously because the other team's frustrated and we've been doing something right all game. And, you know, obviously you don't want to play in a lot of those games because we only had 9 guys on the bench at the end of the game. But that just goes to show that guys care about each other in this room, and it was good to see.
Well, the tipping point was in Gudas. Got Weber going after him. Was that kind of like,
well, I mean, you could kind of see it in the third period. At the beginning of the period, guys were taking runs. There was a couple slashes. And obviously, when things get out of hand, guys are going to respond, and we did. And that's kind of the way it went.